This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Viksit Bharat. He said that the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths, one is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing yesterday. Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government. He added that these young individuals are now playing a major role in nation building.
आज दुनिया मान रही है कि भारत के पास दो असीमित शक्तियां हैं, एक डेमोग्राफी, दूसरी डेमोक्रेसी, यानी सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र। युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है, और हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में दिन रात जुटी है।
Highlighting the government's focus on creating new employment opportunities in the private sector, the Prime Minister noted that the government has recently approved a new scheme, Employment-Linked Incentive Scheme. He added that for this initiative, the government has allocated approximately 1 lakh crore rupees, and the scheme will help in creating around 3.5 crore jobs. Election Commission has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and 80.11% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms, or EF. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated time of 25th of July. EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on 1st of August, electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with eligibility documents. The Enforcement Directorate ED has provisionally attached immovable properties worth over 762 crore rupees in connection with its ongoing probe into real estate firm Pearls Agrotech Corporation Limited (PACL) and its directors and promoters. The properties are located across Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Maharashtra and Australia. According to the ED, the PACL and its directors ran large-scale fraudulent collective investment schemes through which they collected and misappropriated nearly 48,000 crore rupees from unsuspecting investors. Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has announced the opening of nominations for the prestigious Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Award 2024. This award recognizes outstanding achievements in adventure, aiming to foster endurance, risk-taking ability, cooperative teamwork and quick reflexes among youth in challenging situations. Presented annually alongside the Arjun Awards, the Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Award honors excellence in four categories: land adventure, water adventure, air adventure and lifetime achievement for adventure activities across these domains. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be visiting Singapore and China from today till 15th July. In Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his counterpart and the leadership of Singapore as part of the regular exchanges between the two countries. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the External Affairs Minister will visit China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting being held in Tianjin. He will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the meeting. In cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings against India at the overnight score of 2 for no loss on day 4 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In Wimbledon tennis, Iga Swiatek clinched her maiden women's singles title after thrashing Amanda Anisimova in a one-sided final at the All England Club. Poland's Swiatek defeated American Amanda Anisimova 6-0, 6-0 in just 57 minutes to win her sixth Grand Slam title and first at Wimbledon. This win also makes her the first Polish woman to lift the Venus Rosewater dish. In a thrilling clash today, world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy will be up against second seed and two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.